We are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongfully allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. The Golden Globes, which in addition to being metaphorically canceled, were literally canceled this week from NBC when it was revealed that all the members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association were actually descendants of Thor. The identities of the group of mostly insignificant but all-white cinema snobs had previously been a closely guarded industry secret, a secret made possible by the fact that they always wore opaque ivory robes with pointy hats in all of their meetings. However, when detectives investigating a local convenience store robbery used DNA evidence to consult the 23andMe database, the 87 members of the white group were implicated due to their almost identical genes. Luckily for them, the felony occurred on the same night as last year's ceremony, and although there was obviously no audience to give them an alibi, they were all able to vouch for each other's whereabouts. Despite being spared from criminal charges, their whiteness was their undoing, since the new rules from the Biden administration say that only persons of color are allowed to rate movies. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Mother's Day. As I admonished you during last week's service, the annual promotion of uterus-positive parents over uterus-negative parents has now come to an end thanks to the brilliant wordplay of Congresswoman Cori Bush of Missouri, who coined the phrase birthing people during a speech on the psychological effects of consuming too much postmodernism under fluorescent lighting, a project funded by the Department of Homeland Security, by the way. Thanks to Bush, we now no longer marginalize those with both X and Y chromosomes who identify as female parents in our languaging. After all, fathers can be mothers, too. Inclusion be praised! Let all humans celebrate Birthing Persons Day and never utter the phrase mother again. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
And finally, the prince in Snow White, who failed to secure written permission on the proper forms before sexually assaulting the poor defenseless sleeping maiden. Although some might think he was fulfilling their destiny as each other's true love, we all know that love depends on mutual respect and informed consent. And even if Snow White seemed grateful for the prince for saving her life, she was obviously forced to pretend to like the mouth assault due to the power imbalance imposed on her by the patriarchy. Did she really want to be woken up? Was she intending to marry one of the smaller-than-average people she lived with instead? Did she even want to be in a relationship at all? We can never know, because this brute of a man took away all those choices from her while she was unconscious. He probably learned this behavior at a fraternity. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
These cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who